Hi, my name is Michaela, and we're going to be talking about discipline. I came up with the topic discipline because what's been going on in school and how the kids they're not learning. If they get sent to the ISS room, they're not learning. They're doing the same thing because out of anger of the person who sent them there. And they'll do worse things, which will get them put into Clayton or Letchit. I think they just need to learn from that because some of the kids that's been sent to Letchit or Clayton, they come to the let out because, they're so mad. And they'll come to the let out in school and think they can talk bad to the teachers when school is over. But that'll get them into more trouble. They have to go to court. And I think that needs to change because that's letting the other kids know maybe they should do the same because everybody else is doing it. I see them all the time. You'll see random kids that used to go here and they'll show up to the let out and think they can talk bad to the teachers because some of them be in their cars going home and they think, oh, I don't go to the school no more. That's what happens, stuff like that. And I think it should stop because it's just not good for the community because it's just not right.
I think the school has a very bad lack of discipline because maybe the way they were raised or somebody influenced them to be like that. And I think that it has a big impact on their future, their past, and their present because the decisions they make now will affect them later. For example, there's this kid hanging out with a bad group of kids. Not necessarily bad, but they make the bad decisions. They don't act proper. They have bad manners. He hung out with him, and now he's becoming that. He had good grades, had a good future ahead of him. He said he was confident in his future plans. Now he doesn't care about anything because he hangs out with the wrong crowd. That's just an example of, self-control, discipline. It all leads to something, you know? So that's kind of the gist of it in my eyes.
I think you can change it by the teacher's decisions or the principal's decision. I think he has a hard time with changing things. I think he's afraid or something because he doesn't do much stuff. It's all the vice principal. He doesn't really handle things like he should. He handles things like what he think is right for him or what was right for him, and he tries to put it on us, but that's not right because things were changing in the world and everybody's acting different because of something, and he needs to find that out and fix it because, the students can't fix it, obviously. I think the adults need to try to do something, or the parents, they all should have a meeting or something and do something because we can't. Nobody hears the kid's voice.
Well, I think that it's also what she was saying, the teachers have to do something about it. Even the principal, he has to take action. He can't just sit there, watch them do it, and, let this happen and then just write them up later. He has to do something about it now so we can fix it for the future. Whatever you don't do affects them later. It's like the saying, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. It's just like that. If you don't do something now, you'll never have a chance to do it again.